Shane Nuttiti is the deputy leader of the National Party. A warm welcome to you, Shane. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Good to speak with you.
Good to catch up with you. National's announcing its COVID plan, Apopo. You've been a pretty key part in the team who's put that strategy together. Are you confident it's going to be well received, and why? And was it compromised by John Key's, been described as a COVID grenade thrown into the political mix? What would you say about the strategy that's being unveiled tomorrow?
Yes, I think it will be well received. We spent a lot of time thinking on what an exit strategy could look like, and with the government struggling to lay out a journey, we'll offer some thinking for New Zealanders to look at and comment on. So we're very excited about that. That will be tomorrow morning live streamed on Facebook around about 9:30. And with a view to John's comments on the weekend, look, we hadn't particularly collaborated on what's in our document. We're viewing it more as sort of a trailer, if you like. So John was kind enough to do a trailer and raise the level of discussion. And so take that and run with it.
Well, let's talk about exit strategies. Do you think it's the right time to raise that? Because we seem to be in the midst of what's a big battle. But you're suggesting here that the government doesn't have one. It's just bumbling along.
It's been raised for months. In fact, right at the beginning of this current outbreak, it was, okay, if this looks like Delta elsewhere in the world and we're going to have an endemic number of cases every day, what does that look like for us? And so this has been a discussion over many, many months, and the media and other commentators have said, all right, and certainly business and Immigration New Zealand, we need a plan going forward. If this is our new normal, where we have a certain number of cases every day, that is elimination, where we have zero cases. If that is past us, like it is with most other countries, what does that look like? What does it mean for our community settings? What does it mean for lockdowns? What does it mean for borders? That discussion's several months now, and certainly over the period we've been working on it, and we're excited to bring some new thinking forward.
Do you think talking of elimination strategies now is naive?
Look, I think even the government has shifted off elimination. I think when you've started hearing them talk about 90% vaccination, both Ashley and certainly Stuart Nash, it is an acknowledgement that even though a vaccination is being used as the target to get there, it is an acknowledgement of, look, it's unlikely, or it may be unlikely, that we can get to zero cases, and therefore our strategy needs to move to more of suppression. I think that's what you're seeing from the government. And if you look at the SCEG report, defined elimination. They stamp it out, manage it. There were four pillars to that, but stamp it out and manage it rather than the ESR definition of elimination, which is zero cases. So I think both the government's advisors and certainly the commentariat have been saying, yes, it is a progression from elimination to suppression, and we're interested to contribute to that thinking.
Well, National have long supported the business community in NZ, and when we look at the debacle that's the MIQ lottery, now a trial of self-isolation at home, it seems to have taken us a hell of a long time to get here.
Oh, boy, it's taken us a heck of a long time. I agree. And you know, even now today, if I said to you, and what are the details to that, Dale? What's the criterion for entry in? What does self-isolation at home look like? You and I don't know, because it seems the government doesn't know. It is an idea certainly worth trying that we've been... I won't say any more than that. We'll wait for our document to come out on Wednesday. But boy, it seems a long time to get to this point. And at this point, it's an announcement. It would have been good to have some detail around it.
Do we have a little bit of a swing look at COVID? Yes, it's been debilitating on many fronts. But could there be seen a slight upshot in it that people would normally be heading to the doctor with all your winter ills and chills haven't been? And so I wonder if, in fact... we could be saving some money as well as spending it.
Look, that's a really good point. We know the net effect is a substantial increase in debt. So I take your point, and I'll come back to flu in a moment. I take your point, but what we know is that we're roughly $113 billion into this, which is just a massive amount. So no, the net debt to New Zealand for coronavirus is just eye-watering. Social distancing and lockdown has decreased the prevalence of influenza. for example, benefits there. But if I could just come back to the health implications of coronavirus for one moment, let's remember, because I've heard, we've only had one death. Let's remember that roughly 10% of people get long COVID and will live with a very severe complication forever. This is not a scot-free infection, firstly. Secondly, information I was looking at this morning from the European Union show that mortality, the life expectancy across a range of jurisdictions has dropped off by a year. Coronavirus has caused a loss of a year of life across a range of jurisdictions. But that shows the severity of coronavirus. What I was interested in was, what was the operating factor? Why was that? Was it because they caught coronavirus and died earlier? Or in fact, was it because in lockdown, people weren't exercising, so their cardiovascular risk went up, and so they died of heart disease? Was it because during lockdown, they had different eating styles, a more sedate style, again, cardiovascular disease, and so they died of that? Really interested to drill down to that, what's been the operating factor that has taken a year of life off people due to coronavirus?
Interesting. I had a kōrero with Paparangi Reid, who you know well. She was saying that a bit of kōrero around as well, suggesting that Māori should be prioritised into the MIQ facilities with our treaty rights and, of course, our cultural situation where we need to get back for kawe mate and the like. We certainly haven't been prioritised in the rollout of the, up until now, in the rollout of the vaccine. Do you think there is something in that, whakaaro, about Māori getting prioritised to return home?
Wouldn't disagree at all with the vaccine. It's clear that if we wanted to look at risk factors as well as age, that would be part of that prioritised vaccine rollout. With a view to MIQ allocation slots, we take that into account with a points base, and that continues to say what is the need. And what that need is, if you're coming back for a kawamate or a tangi, I'm afraid it's a higher need than if you're coming back for a holiday, and so you would be prioritised. So rather than the random allocation, toss a coin, that is the situation at the moment, we would prioritise it on a points basis, just like we do immigration New Zealand, migration into New Zealand, and that would put a tangi and kawamate in front of a holiday.
I know a lot of politicians don't like to talk too much about polls, but one came out, and Seymour up and Judith and Jacinda down. Can I still assume you've got a portrait of Judith above your fireplace, Shane Retty?
I still stand beside Judith with great pride, and together we will lead our team. And yes, I mean, polls come go and they go up and they go down, and we're in this strange coronavirus environment where some countries aren't even polling because it's so unusual. But that's the fact. That's what the poll came out with. Yes, we've lost some party vote, although reassuring that still a chunk of the party vote is muchly where it was. And yes, of course, Judith and I realised that we need to focus on raising her profile in the prime ministerial stakes. But what I'm seeing commentators say this morning is, oh boy, the bigger consequence is Labour. As the government, in a coronavirus time where generally the incumbent does well, they're continuing to slide and at their lowest level at the moment. So yes, we have work to do, but my goodness, the government may have some to do as well.